What's up, Joes? And welcome to another episode of the Average Joe's MMA Show. Good God, it has been a while. Holy shit. In case you have forgotten, my name is Jeff Shanahan, and joined, as always, by my co-host, the host of the Full Heel Podcast, Rafael Chaidez. What's up, brother?
What's going on, bro?
Yeah!
Is this our first episode in 2019?
It's our first episode of 2019. It's our first episode. Yeah, fucking happy, happy goddamn New Year, Merry fucking Christmas. It's been a fucked up couple of weeks. Holy shit! I'm not even gonna fucking get into it all on here. Obviously, Raf, you know what the fuck's been going on, but life's just been challenging these last few weeks, and that's why you haven't heard anything from us.
Yeah. Well, you heard from me.
Well, you heard from Raf, obviously. Yeah. You get the Full Heel Podcast, but you haven't heard from us.
You haven't heard from us on here.
The collective, the Average Joes. Yeah. Yeah, I've been going through a transition, we'll call it, and
he's becoming a female, guys.
Yeah, I'm having a process. it's ma'am.
Yeah, it's ma'am.
No, I've been just. Fucking my now former roommate's a psychopath, and I have had to evacuate my home and had to slowly get my equipment out as I could. But now I have my equipment, and we can record.
Once again, my neediness. I was like, oh my God, I think Jeff kicked me off the show. I think he got a new host or new co-host.
I felt really bad about like all of this because I'm like fucking.
Because you were like, hey, bro, sorry I can't do the show today. This happened. I'm like, what if he replaced me?
Never.
What if he's lying and he's doing the show right now? Well, I guess I could just do my show still.
Never. No, man. I have. I've missed it. I've missed fucking talking with you these last couple weeks. Have just. But it's 2019. We're still high as fuck, as you can hear.
Sorry about that.
It's all good, brother. It's all good. Get it out.
Big rips.
Yeah, I'm fucking ripping my dad pen right now.
Cut some shatter the other day. Dealer had some shatter.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, you want some shatter? And I'm like, yes, I'll try some. She's got the nice pen too, not just like the regular oil one. And she put some shatter in there and let me take a bunch of hits. I took a hit and I tried to pass her. She said, no, just take a bunch of hits. And I'm like, all right. Bah, 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 bah. And that shit really fucking fills up the lungs.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm a cougher. Like, I'm all right. But people exaggerate. Well, I'll cough, but I'm fine. I'm breathing. But, like, I've seen people cough and, like, die. And people think that's what's happening with me. But I'm not, like, crying or nothing. I'm just like, they're like, are you fine? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. I'm like, I got this. Like, think I'm an amateur or something. But, no, it was good shatter. It got me nice and high. Next time I saw her, she's like, oh, did you get home all right? I'm like, yeah. I'd be like, bitch, I used to run miles. So run miles high as fuck and then come wrestle dudes.
I'm smoking the last little bit of what I got is some fucking Girl Scout cookie butter batter. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
How's everything going with the legalness and stuff?
It's you know, people's fucking records are getting expunged and shit's getting tossed out in courts and stuff like that.
That's awesome.
As far as like getting stores and stuff up, it's going to be a while. I mean, yeah. It's going to be at least another year. Michigan's dragging.
That fat bastard JB is trying to pass a bill to, get weed legal.
In Illinois?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, he's pushing for it.
I saw a bill to
he's our governor now.
I saw a bill to expunge marijuana convictions off of your record proposed in Illinois.
They should.
I agree. No reason. I absolutely agree.
No reason. That's a lot of reason that people can't get jobs.
Yep.
They get fucking arrested for that stupid shit for smoking weed. Yep. Really? Really? You're the fucking cop that's going to ruin a dude's life because the guy was smoking weed.
Yep.
He had a stressful day and he was just smoking. And yep. You caught him, big man. No, but that's awesome that they're actually getting rid of the fucking criminal shit, expunging the records.
Yeah, it'll be... Like, as much as I'm happy about the legalization in Michigan, I'm not looking forward to what recreational weed as far as, like, buying it and shit is going to bring, because the weed.
But you're already grandfathered in, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, I still have my medical card, and I'm going to keep my medical card fucking current, like, I won't let my, you know, I won't not renew it when my time comes up in another year. I think it was last year I renewed.
Mm-hmm. So. And you and your guy are still good to be.
Oh yeah, like nothing changes in the as far as like him being able to grow a weed and shit like that. Mm-hmm. And now you're able to grow 12 plants for yourself at home personally anyway. In the rec, like. 12 plants are legal. So.
Dude, I'd be set with 12 plants. For myself, 12 plants a year?
12 plants? No, that's not 12 plants a year. You're just allowed.
12 plants a crop, yeah.
Yeah,
sorry.
You're just allowed to have 12 plants growing at that time.
Cause
but then you guys also have to factor in, like, as far as the legalities go, technically, you have to factor in your unless you're not going to have, like, a veg room or anything like that where you have your clones.
That's exactly what I was thinking right now. I'm like, you'd have probably like 3, 3, and 3.
Yeah, that your clones and stuff all factor into that count, so.
Yeah. But fuck it, dude. Oh, if you do it right, one plant gets you a fuckload.
Yeah, that's true.
So.
It's true.
Got to do it right.
No, I mean, there's definitely ways to do perpetual cycles. I know people that do them.
Mm-hmm.
You just, like, every couple of weeks, you're constantly cropping out.
Damn, packing some fat ass dabs.
Trying to just get... I'm not... Like, with the batter, it's a little bit more... Has a little bit more of a consistency to it. So, I'm used to dealing with that, with trying to get it in this pen. I'm not so much with not batter, just different oil, because it doesn't fall right in like I want it to.
You go check out Aquaman?
No, I have not gone to see Aquaman yet.
I thought it was pretty good.
I'd
definitely
really,
check it out.
I want to see it. Like, it's not even that I don't. I planned on going to the cheap movies to see it the other day, but they stopped showing it on Wednesday, I think, and started showing it yesterday and started showing Bumblebee today. So I'll probably just wait a few, you know, another. I probably won't see it until it hits the internet.
I wasn't going to check out Bumblebee, but I might go check it out this weekend. I've been hearing good things from different people, so. Usually I don't look for reviews. I like seeing it for myself and making my own judgment call on it because, you know, sometimes, a lot of times people are wrong.
Yeah, no, factual. I feel that way, you know, about a good portion of the DC universe. Like, people hate it, but I like Man of Steel, and I didn't think Batman versus Superman was terrible, especially the director's cut when Snyder's Vision got put out. And Justice League is a mess, but that's fucking Joss Whedon's fault. But it's still not a terrible movie. And I didn't really hate Suicide Squad. I think
I like Suicide Squad. I don't know why people hate it.
Because people want a Marvel movie in a DC package is what it is. And
but it's different.
It's different, exactly.
It's different, my friend.
Exactly. But people don't get that. And then they want a Marvel movie, and they don't get it, and then they get pissy.
And then it was going to have to be different, too. It's all villains that form up into a fucking squad. It had to be its own fucking thing. Like, that was... I don't know what people were expecting out of that one.
I think they were expecting more Joker.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? You're right. People wanted more Joker, and I think they cut him out a lot, and people were mad. It's like...
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was just a movie, like, not too long ago about him.
Right.
Well, it was a Batman movie, but it was a Joker movie.
There is a Joker movie coming.
Yeah.
In October, and I'm kind of excited about it.
What's his name?
Was Joaquin.
Yeah, Joaquin Phoenix.
Joe Quinn.
It looks pretty good. It's his origin story, right?
Yeah. Martin Scorsese directing, so I've got a good feeling about it.
What?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I know. It's going to be nuts. Man, I should have turned that desk lamp on behind me so it wasn't so dark.
No cameras on, bro. You're good.
Yeah. I mean, you can see
me. Are you jealous of my glow?
I am jealous of your glow.
It's fine. Are you... the fucking lightest. No, it's because I bought an LED bulb that I can control with my phone and shit.
Nice.
And it's super bright. I can control the dimness. I can change the color of it and shit. It's a pretty cool bulb.
Fucking.
But it gets super fucking shiny. Like, my head's super shiny. Or I'm super bright.
Yeah, you look like you got a tan from it.
I need to get them all for my for the upstairs just so I can control them all from my phone. And I think the dim's all the way up. No, the dim's all the way down. See, look, boof.
Look at you.
Just turn it super bright.
It's too
bad. What color do you want me in, bro? You want me in red?
Sure.
There,
it's too bad nobody else can see this but you and I.
I'll set the lights right now, bro.
Oh, yeah.
We need cameras for our viewers.
Well,
that's why I set my desk like this and everything, so this can be my permanent setup. People could see my backdrop.
Yeah, eventually when I have some more money and a permanent place to record. I mean, right now,
nah, bro, just do it there and have your boy with the camera. Be like, hey, yo, bro, come film me real quick for an hour and a half.
Well, I'm sitting
and move it around, make it look cool.
I'm actually sitting in the room that 3/4 or more of my album was recorded in.
Okay.
This is where the room I'm in is where I recorded most of the tracks from my album, all but two. I think all but two songs were recorded in this room.
Have you been doing any shows?
No, I have one coming up February 1st, but I haven't played a show. No, that's not true. I take that back. It's a friend of ours, a band that we've played a bunch of shows with. They have a CD. Their CD release party is coming up.
But I'm an amateur record release party.
So they invited us to come play in Lansing, which is like an hour and a half from here. I did play. I take that back, though. I did play a basement show, a fucking fun, crazy basement show, at like the week, a couple week or so before Christmas. And it was with a couple of bands that I've played shows with that I'm all friends with, but it was at these people's house, and I ended up fucking banging this chick that I know in my car outside in their fucking side yard.
Oh, Jeff.
Yeah, I'm a piece of shit. What can I say? I'm not ashamed of it.
You own it, bro. That's what's good.
I've done way worse things in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Way worse.
We don't have to get into them, but what's number three? No. What's number three on the list?
Number three. I've had sex in an airport bathroom. I don't know where I ranked that on my list, but that's pretty disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, I've done some fucked up shit. This is not the platform for that.
We're gonna start a different podcast for that, guys.
Oh yeah, that's the other thing. My old podcast is fucking starting back up again. We haven't done it in like 2 years.
Which one?
It's called Biffy, Stiffy, and Cribbly. I used to do a podcast with my friend Hank, who I used to work with at the RV place, and then a friend of ours, Nick Cribbly. And it's just we used to do it like, we were real inconsistent with it, but it was like once every 2 weeks when we were consistent. But we would just kind of sit around and talk about fucked up shit and like stories like fucked up shit we've done or people we piss off on the internet because Hank's like a really big troll. I like to tell people to go fuck themselves. Nick doesn't really give a shit. So it's just, I don't know. It's just a fucked up ass show, but we stopped doing it. It was about 2 years ago, I think, was the last one we recorded. It was sometime in 2017. Nick had a kid. We got super busy. Me and Hank kind of had a little bit of a falling out. So we just hadn't done it in a while, and I hung out with Hank about a month ago, and we got kind of drunk and we were just talking about missing doing podcasting and stuff. And he texted Cribbly at like 2 o'clock in the morning while we were drunk. And the next day he woke up and he messaged us back and he was like, yeah, I'm down. So we're going to do, I think actually we're going to record this week. But we're just going to do it on Twitch, in like PlayStation chat. Hank's going to record it on his computer. So nobody really has to leave their house because we're fat and lazy. But, I will see how long the motivation for the trying to keep three people going on that podcast, because that's what usually ends up happening.
That's the hardest thing, is keeping people motivated.
Yeah. Well, like I said, we're inconsistent about it as fuck. We always have been since we started doing the podcast. Like, Hank and I started doing that podcast before I ever did this podcast, like started this podcast with Dave. Hank and I did that. We did a couple of episodes, and then we didn't do an episode for like 2 months because he was filming movies and shit like that. And I really enjoyed doing podcasting, so I wanted to get into it. And I had wanted to do two different kinds of podcasts, wanted to do one like that, and then I always wanted the MMA one. Well, in that gap in between, I started this one up, and then Hank wanted to start doing it again. We got kind of consistent with it for a while. We brought Cribbly in after doing it for like a month, and then, we just kind of banged it out for a couple of years, doing it, here and there, once a month, once every 2 weeks. But it was just fun. It was just kind of talking about dumb shit. Nothing I had to really ever think about, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't have to follow... watch fights every weekend, or, follow every WWF event or something like that. It was just talking about bullshit with my friends. Normal conversation. So yeah, I'm excited about that. It's fun. It's just enjoyable. I'm taking mushrooms again on Saturday, so it should be a really good fucking podcast on Sunday, I'm sure.
Sweet.
Yeah. I kind of figure with everything that's been going on in my life the last several months and how fucked up things are, I kind of need to be a spiritual and fucking recentering, we'll call it.
Some shrooms would help.
Yeah, that some shrooms would help that. So I'm gonna take some mushrooms on Saturday and fix myself.
Nice.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Watch a little Bob Ross. A little center. Maybe watch some Tool. Who knows? New Tool album's coming. It's fucking finally coming. I don't know if you like the band Tool, but I fucking do. I really, really do. I'm a big Tool fan, and I've been waiting for this new album for 10 fucking years. Actually longer than that, because 10,000 Days came out in 2016, so. Or 2006, sorry. Five. Some shit. It's been a very long time, Raph. You like Tool? Are you a Tool fan? I don't know if I've ever asked you that.
I wouldn't call myself a fan, but I can fuck with some of their songs. Schism is a badass song.
Schism is a badass song.
Who's there? Is that Maynard guy there? He's their singer, isn't he?
Yep, Maynard's the singer.
Yeah, totally does not look like he would be the fucking singer of Tool.
No.
100% does not look like it.
No. He was a fucking pretty good wrestler in high school and shit, too. He went to high school in Michigan.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. I was listening to Greta Von Fleet yesterday with Frankie.
They're going to be on Saturday Night Live the same night as the first UFC ESPN fucking card.
Nice. And yeah. Frankie's like, he's like, what country do you think they're from? And I'm like, dude, they're from Michigan. He's like, what? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, the only reason I know is because Jeff is from Michigan. And he told me when I was listening to them that they're from Michigan.
Yeah. Yep. They're suburbs of Detroit. My friend Sean is pretty good friends with those dudes. So, that's pretty cool.
Sorry, someone's yelling outside.
Nah, that's fine. I didn't know if that was your phone in the distance saying fuck you later, if there was really something going on. You look concerned. Does this voice sound familiar?
I don't know. Some lady yelling, you better keep running, you better keep running. It's really weird.
Uh-oh.
But it didn't sound like my niece, so I don't think it was her.
Well, that's good.
I don't know. Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. I could just, the look on your face, you look like, it was like, okay, that's a look of concern. Maybe he recognizes one of the voices.
No, it's because it was like right out front. So I don't know if it was like my, and it was a lady yelling or like a female yelling. So I'm like, the fuck, is that my niece yelling or something? Or is that it's just my stupid, sometimes I'm like, my stupid sister's going to come cause some stupid problem. So that's what I was like, that too. I'm like, it could be my stupid sister doing some stupid shit here.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know. I guess they just started yelling when they were in front of the house.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, they do that sometimes. Some people are fucking crazy. They're just yelling, and they're fucking just yelling at each other in front of your house. And you're like, what the fuck's going on? Well, for me, at least. I just go, and I stand out front and make them feel all weird, and then they leave. I don't care. Fuck them. They're in front of my house. What the fuck's going on?
Dude, I got a really funny story to tell you. So one of my bosses, she's fucking younger than me. She's like 24. Her and one of my coworkers were going to a show in Chicago on New Year's Eve. They were going to see some fucking EDM guy named Space Jesus. Okay, so they have no idea whether they, you know, what they're getting themselves into, any of this shit. And I was joking, and I was like, you're probably going to a fucking shady part of town. And they Ubered to where they were going, and it was somewhere in the fucking south, some club in the south side. I don't fucking know exactly where, but they got all sketched, and the one girl forgot her ID, so they had to go back to the hotel, and they were too sketched out to go back, so they just fucking didn't go to the show and shit, and went and walked around downtown.
Now, you saw Chicago. It's kind of sketchy in parts.
Yeah, but so is Detroit.
Yeah. I've only passed through Detroit. We didn't see anything. We're only on the highway when we passed through it.
I mean, you know, it's like Chicago. There's areas you fucking stay out of.
My area is getting nicer, which is good.
Yeah, I didn't think your area was bad. Like,
it's just there was more gangbangers, and we're in the middle of a gang area. So there was like, this was like years ago, though. Like, it's they've either killed themselves off, gone to jail, and other families have moved in. But like, we have a lot younger families, and like, we're getting a dog park. Like, they've petitioned to get a dog park.
Yeah, dude, I've seen you post about that.
Yeah, they've got hippies. Well, not hippies, but they got like hipsters growing. They got a community garden going. They're fixing up the park. They're doing a lot more activity. Like, oh, they got a farmer's market.
Fuck, just knocked my mic. Really?
Yeah, they got. Dude, that's dope. They got a farmer's market here at the park and shit. So like.
Fuck yeah, man.
A lot more white people and Chinese people are moving in. So the neighborhood's cleaning up. And not because Mexicans are dirty, but because the dirty Mexicans are leaving.
No, I mean, like, you know, I've
build
only...
that wall.
I've only been to Chicago. We talked about this. I'd only been to Chicago about a handful of times when I came to visit you. And I'd always heard about the South Side and shit like that, but the area you lived in was, you know, it's changed a lot from what you've described it from. So
there's definitely worse areas. Like I could have taken you to a horrible area. Like you could have taken me to a horrible area. A crack house is a crack house.
Right. Right. I mean, I know areas in Detroit that you shouldn't go to.
Yeah, you stay away from the place that has a lot of vacant lots that are just fucking vacant for no reason, and the places that are boarded up. You just stay away from those areas because you know shit goes on there. Other than that, anything could happen anywhere. People get robbed downtown for a reason because people with money are downtown. Now you're going to avoid downtown too? You're going to avoid the ghetto areas in downtown, so not only the suburbs?
Right, exactly.
Like, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. And I'm not saying crime should be allowed, but, you know, crime happens.
Look, crime happens, right.
Yeah. Oh. But stay out of the shady areas.
Yeah, but I'm saying
stay out of the shady areas. Because even more crime happens there.
Man, that last rip I just took got me.
Dude, I've driven onto the wrong block and just been like, just rolled up the windows and just fucking hit the gas and you see people approaching your car and shit. Like, what the fuck? I did have my subwoofer blasting music though, but you know. Still, just because you're listening to music, they fucking loud to fucking.
What the fuck's this motherfucker want?
Yeah. I'm just listening to music. You gotta switch it up right away.
Right. So, fuck. The UFC on Fox era is fucking over with. We didn't get to do a preview for 232 because like I said, I just got all my shit. But, you know, that was the last card on Fox. It's fucking 8 years, was it? They were with Fox.
God damn.
Something like that, yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, a lot of exciting things coming now with their deal with ESPN. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of really good fights that have been announced the last few weeks and events and stuff.
Dude, the first event is killer.
That's what I say. Obviously, kicking things off. I mean, that first event is killer. But remember what UFC on Fox 1 was. That was Junior and fucking Kane fighting for the heavyweight title. So, you know, the UFC does have a tendency to start things off big.
How stacked was that card? Was that card stacked pretty?
I mean, was it as stacked as some of the other cards that we get now? No, but for a free card on Fox...
Oh, yeah, we're definitely super happy.
Yeah.
And then people were pissed. I remember seeing stuff like, this is why I'm a boxing fan, blah, blah, blah.
Because Kane knocked out Stipe in fucking 30 seconds or whatever? Or was it? No, not because Stipe, or not Stipe, because Junior knocked out Kane?
Yeah, yeah.
30 seconds? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're like, this is what I waited all this time for, and it's like, what? It's like, it was free, guys.
Right, it's free, and it's fucking 10:25, like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but the Fox era is over, and the ESPN era definitely is kicking off with a bang. Dillashaw and Cejudo for the flyweight title and what is probably the last flyweight fight.
Ever?
I mean, a lot of flyweights.
I think they have some booked. Don't they? I think they have fights booked. A flyweight.
Okay, the last sure flyweight title fight, let's say, because a lot of flyweights have moved to bantamweight already,
mm-hmm.
in anticipation of this. So, if Dillashaw wins the flyweight title, it's over with. They're folding the division because TJ's not defending that belt twice. He's not staying at 125. Not at his age.
It looks a lot. It looks a lot weirder him moving down and taking it, and then moving back up to 135, and then the division ending, then Cejudo moving up and just being champ, and whoever wins after this, you know, they could have both belts, but then after that, just carry the 135.
Well, I think a lot of it is Dillashaw, because with this idea going around, starting back when he fought Mighty, was gonna not when he when he wanted to fight Mighty Mouse, when Mighty Mouse was getting ready to fight Cejudo, you know, everybody said he couldn't do it, he couldn't go down, because obviously it didn't make sense for Demetrius to try to come up to 135 to fight TJ. He's fought at 135. He knows, like, we know what's gonna happen here. Cejudo, obviously it's a little bit different. He's a little bit bigger, but still, I think TJ wanted to prove he could do this, and probably wants to go down there and close out that division so he can put that on his resume too, that he peaced out. Because, I mean, Demetrius going over to one championship definitely was the signal that this division was gone. Its biggest star, you know, even if Cejudo is the champion, and I love Henry Cejudo, you know, crowned him a soon to be champion when he debuted in, because I knew what that kid could do could do as a wrestler and boxer, but I didn't think it was going to go down the way it did, obviously, but I thought over time at some point he would be champion.
Yeah, it's super sad though to see his division end.
It is, but I mean, even with all of his accomplishments, like, he's not a superstar. He's not going to be enough to carry this division and do pay-per-views. And Mighty Mouse couldn't do it, and he was the most dominant champion in the UFC.
Yeah.
So I get it. I mean, the 135 division doesn't even sell pay-per-views. TJ and fucking Garbrandt were able to get some co-headlining shit off of their rivalry, but
they had to literally hate each other, and they had to invest years into a relationship.
And Garbrandt, and I mean, if you think about it, Garbrandt and Dominic Cruz was the first time a 135 belt had been defended on a pay-per-view since TJ won the fucking thing, beating Henan Barão.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, I'm sorry, since the Henan Barão rematch debacle and Joe Soto having to step in, that was the last time all the way. TJ and Dominic fought on a fight night. TJ rematch with Henan in Chicago was on a fight night. So, I mean, even the 135-pound division it's not an easy sell, but yeah, and you got Marlon Moraes and Sun Cao behind that in February. Because the January pay-per-view got canceled.
So that pay-per-view gets canceled and the numbers don't move at all?
No.
They're just like, 233 is just doesn't exist.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not the first time this has happened.
Mm-hmm. I didn't realize they did that, though, that they just like, we're moving on.
A lot of times it would just shift. But there has been a couple of times, like when Jones and Henderson got canceled or whatever, and they just kept it moving.
Yeah, wasn't there one before too?
Yeah, there's been like two other ones that come to mind where
Romero and shit, forgot.
There's another one back in like the 100 and some era. But yeah, there was like two times that came to mind. that
that threw me off a little bit.
Yeah, it's weird as fuck. Also weird as fuck as I'm looking through the schedule that 234, which is in a month to the day, only has 7 fights announced for it. But 235, which is almost 2 months away, has also 7 fights announced for it. And 2 title fights.
What was that, 234?
235 has 2 title fights.
Oh, yeah, Jones and fucking...
Jones and
Woodley.
Jones and Woodley are both fighting. Although, obviously, it's not official until he goes to see Las Vegas. But 234 is just Gastelum and fucking... What the fuck? Dude, they're doing a pay-per-view on a Sunday.
What?
Yeah, dude. According to this, unless the schedule is wrong, UFC 234 is Sunday, February 10th.
It looks like it's wrong. Sherdog has February 9th. You know what? It's because it's Melbourne.
Oh, so it's Melbourne. Yeah, okay. All right. Jesus Christ. I got all fucked up. UFC.com. It could also be because of my fucking VPN. I don't know. Might be telling them I'm in a weird place. Yeah, that was throwing me the fuck off. I was like, holy shit, why is that going on Sunday? I was about to be real pissed. You already know how I feel about Sunday night cards that aren't pay-per-views.
Yeah. Now you go. Dude, it's 12 o'clock and then you got to wake up super early. You go to work the next day. Fuck yeah, that.
Fuck you. We got Fight Night Ngannou and Kane coming up in February. Holy shit. They said 235.
Sorry about that. Sorry about that. Update to what's going on. There's like a bunch of cops and like there's a couple, I don't know, I guess they're dealing with it, but like the lady's like in the middle of the street. Jesus. And like yelling, and like there's like 4 cop cars and like not like detective cop cars, like on the covers. So I don't know what the hell's going on.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Are you nervous that they're gonna smell your marijuana coming from your house?
No. And if they do, they could suck my balls.
I'm just kidding. I'm just trying to see if you get paranoid.
You gonna jump the gate for some marijuana? The high gate. You saw the gate.
Yeah, I did see the gate. You know, I saw this. 235 so far is pretty stacked. With some good fights that have been announced thus far. But, dude, as much as I'm very much in fucking goddamn, I gotta get used to this new mic stand. As much as I'm really excited for my boy Kamaru Usman to get this title shot, this is gonna be a really boring fight.
And you think so?
I don't see these two trading. They're both fucking wrestlers.
Wrestling might neutralize in this instance.
It might.
They might have to stand.
And then I feel like it's going to be one where Woodley's going to stay away and not engage. Even though Woodley's got power,
got that hand. Though.
I don't discount Woodley's power, but Kamaru's fucking pretty dangerous too. And when somebody else is dangerous, Woodley doesn't fucking engage.
Yeah, but I think it would be a lot different. I think Wonder Boy is a different case than Usman in the striking. I know Usman's dangerous, and I'm not trying to take anything
but
away.
But he's also
him.
Got to worry about the takedown, or about him at least attempting the takedown if he mm-hmm. if he tries to bum rush in. And,
yeah,
and
I think it's going to be an interesting fight.
I don't,
but I get how you could think that they would kind of neutralize each other.
I think it's going to be a snooze fest. I also think the fight before that's going to be a snooze fest.
The one before that is
Askren and fucking Lawler.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think Askren's gonna ragdoll Lawler.
Yeah, exactly. I think Askren's gonna fucking wrestle fuck him. So it's gonna be two fights that are gonna be boring as shit going into the main event. I want it to be an exciting fight, and I really want Kamaru Usman to win that fight. I love Kamaru, but I don't know. It's just it feels like it's setting up for a wave that's going to come crashing down in between those two fights. Because I mean, mm-hmm. I think Zabit and Stevenson's going to be Stevens is going to be a fucking great fight.
Yeah, Stevenson's going to bring it, and Zabit's going to give it to him.
Yeah,
I think it's going to be fresh feeding for Zabit.
Aspen
and
Ladd,
I love
Holly
Stevens,
Holmes.
Dude. Oh, that's. See, another fresh feeding, right? I think this is a big mistake.
You think Holly Holm? You think it's a mistake for Ladd to fight Holly Holm already?
Yes.
I think Aspen might be ready.
I don't think we've seen her enough, dude. We've seen her twice. I guess Invicta, but... And I guess no one really... I don't take those into consideration, which I should, because there really is no other organization. But... I don't know. She's had two fights in the UFC, and I know they've been by TKO, but she's going against a striker, a very, very seasoned striker.
She's also got wrestling, and that's fucking not Holly's shit. That's where her opponents usually get a hold of her.
I don't know. I think Holly's going to pick her apart, man. And I think it's an experience thing.
We'll find out. We got a little while. I just brought that card up because of everybody's. I'm excited about Willie Kamara and fucking.
Mm-hmm. No, and Asker, but when I saw Holly Holm and Aspen Ladd right away, I was like, no, not so fast. With Aspen, I'm like, they got something there. And then, you know. Maybe they do have something that she can win, but I don't know. I just think I think Holly's a little bit too far up in the game and not done.
Maybe they think she's on her way down. I don't know.
She could be.
So let's see. This just broke not that long ago while we started recording. Rafael Lovato Jr. is no longer fighting Gegard Mousasi. He's off the card.
Gegard was off the card. Like last week, 2 weeks ago.
Oh,
I think Gegard.
Yeah, well, now they're pulling Lovato off.
Okay.
Completely, because no replacement was found for Mousasi.
Yeah, I don't know who they would have thrown in.
They were trying to find somebody, but they weren't able to do anything. So now Aaron Pico versus Henry Corrales has been promoted to the co-headlining spot. And fucking Jack Swagger making his MMA debut.
What's his real name?
What's his real name?
Yeah.
Jack Hager.
Jack Hager, okay.
Or Hager.
It's not that far off, I guess.
Former NCAA All-American. Jake Hager. Or Hager. Yeah. Jack Swagger.
He's an ex-teammate of DC at college. And he's a good wrestler. I think he's a national champion. So.
Oh, at Oklahoma State.
Mm-hmm.
He was
or DC trained them or something. I don't know. He's friends with DC, but he's a really good wrestler.
Yeah, he was an All-American.
Yeah, the people that want to give him shit just for being from WWE, guess what? No, he was a real wrestler.
Like, I vaguely remember him.
I remember him. He was the All Americans, part of the New Americans or something like that.
But no. I was talking about vaguely remembering him in the NCAA.
Oh, okay.
not the WWE. No, I remember. I mean, I know who Jack Swagger was, but no, I follow college wrestling, but yeah, I vaguely remember him, ish the name from wrestling. Jimmy Smith was recently on the MMA Hour, talking about his recent departure from the UFC and how he took a big gamble only signing a 1-year contract and, knew the writing was on the wall when he found out 10 days before the Madison Square Garden card that he was not going to be doing it and got moved to, Moncton. That's when he knew he was fucked. Basically, is what Jimmy said.
I guess he just needed more time to mesh with everyone, or needed more time to get in there, as he's saying. I don't know. I like Jimmy Smith.
I do too. I love Jimmy Smith, and I did not at all. At any point, with Jimmy Smith, thought he was doing a bad job.
Mm-mm.
I was really bummed that they didn't work him with Joe Rogan more because I thought him and Joe together was a really good combo of personalities.
I wish they would throw him in instead of that weird guy, that weird white guy.
The guy that does like the white John Anik guy.
Yeah, the white John Anik guy.
Well, they got to have
the overseas card.
I mean, they do Jimmy, and then like they have to have like the play by play guy like John Anik or mm-hmm. Goldberg, but traditionally Jimmy's like the fucking color commentator. I just didn't think he got a lot of opportunities like he should have. Personally,
no, he did. I think you're 100% right. He didn't.
That's unfortunate. It's unfortunate. I mean, the UFC's taking the gamble. They want to go with their own guys that they've been grooming. You know, Dominic, Daniel, fucking Rashad, Michael Bisping, Paul Felder.
Ex-fighters, bro.
Well, yeah. Well, and guys that they don't have to pay as much money as Jimmy Smith to.
Yeah.
which also maybe tells me
maybe you're taking more than... maybe he should have taken more than 1 year, got more time.
Which also, I think might show me that Joe's probably re-signing too for another year if they're not keeping Jimmy.
Yeah, Joe said he's still just doing the North American pay-per-views.
Yeah.
North America, yeah.
Well, I knew his deal was, he was up or coming up, but... He's probably, I would guess, would be resigning for another year if Jimmy's not coming back.
Because he mentioned that on, he was talking to Din Thomas recently.
Okay. I haven't listened to Joe Pavlik. In a while.
Okay.
It's been a little bit since I listened to Rogan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they asked him if he was doing the ESPN Plus card, and he's like, no. He's like, I'm just doing North American cards. And then, it was Din Thomas, and he's like, ooh, fans, or something like that. He's like, busy. And he's like, yep, always busy.
It's true.
He's like, I don't want to travel. Fuck that.
Nah. I mean, why should he? At this stage in the game, why should he? He's been doing this mm-hmm. forever.
Yeah.
John Lineker is out of UFC Brooklyn with his fight with Corey Sandhagen. Sandhagen came in to replace Dominic Cruz on short notice, so it's unclear if he's even going to remain on the card. We'll find out here in a few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
John Dodson versus Peter Yan was added to UFC Prague.
Watch out for Peter Yan, man.
Yeah.
He's getting a high name now, high level name. Dodson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Yan just signed a new 4-fight deal.
They want to see if they got something there.
Yeah. Dodson's a gatekeeper at this point. Jason Knight has announced his release from the UFC. He announced Thursday that he had been released from the UFC, confirming a report from BJPenn.com.
Who was it?
Jason Knight.
Oh, Hick Diaz?
Yep, Hick Diaz is now a free agent. He tweeted out, "Words out, I'm free to fight wherever, at Bellator MMA, at ONE Championship, at Titan Fighting, at Legacy Fighting." I don't know why he tweeted at MMA Junkie, but anyway. And he said something about not being able to try to tag Ryzen, but he couldn't figure it out. So he's asking for anybody to scoop him up. You think somebody's going to take a shot on Jason Knight?
Yeah. Yeah. He got a big name after that fight with, I forgot who he just brawled it out with. And he's got a similar style to Nick. And he got a crazy following because after that he got a really big fight, or like two fights after that. And I'm like, no, I'm like, that's too big of a jump.
Yeah, he jumped way too quickly.
Mm-hmm. And people thought he was able to, that he was going to be able to. I'm like, he's not going to do this on toughness. I'm like, he's a tough dude. I'm like, but he needs to build a skill set around that toughness. Not that he didn't have one, but a better one to keep on advancing within the rankings. And they just threw him up there really, God really damn quick.
It. Damn it. Keep hitting,
especially when they named them Hick Diaz.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if they gave them that nickname. He just kind of came with it. Jason the Kid. Where do you think he lands? Bellator? ONE Championship? PFL? He didn't even tag the PFL. That's disrespectful.
Maybe PFL. Maybe he's nagging them. You know, ignoring the one that he wants to go to for the $1 million tournament next year. You saw what's his name retired. The guy that beat Vinny Magalhães.
No, I didn't.
Sean O'Connell beat Vinny Magalhães and retired.
Oh, really? He took the $1 million and said, "I'm done."
Yep.
Good for him.
He's done.
I should go check and see if Renato Laurange had to say about Vinny Magalhães getting beat. He hates that guy.
Why does he hate him?
I don't remember the whole story, but they have like legitimate beef, even though like Renato Laurange is a fake profile, like a fake character that this actor made up.
But Diaz had beef with him too. Diaz didn't take that shit. Right, he's like, "Fuck this fake character and fuck you."
Yeah, but his shit with Vinny's like legit. Like Renato said a lot of fucking. They talked a lot of shit to each other. They almost got into a fight at an EBI. It was an EBI that Vinny was competing at, and Renato was doing fucking color commentary, and Vinny got beat by Gary Tonin. Gary stepped in on short notice for Gordon Ryan at 205. Gary weighed like 180 or some shit. And he ended up having to go. He ended up going to the decision. But he fucking beat Vinny. And Vinny outweighed him by 30 pounds, 35 pounds. So,
was he making fun of him in his character?
Yes, but I think they legitimately like they hate each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like I know there's been more than a few incidences, but yeah, he was doing it as Renato Laurange, not as him. Whoever, I can't even think of the actor's name, but
so this probably spews from Brazil or something, some feud and
yeah,
or some old shit. Some old rivalry.
I can't remember the whole story about it, but I just know he started talking shit about Vinny or made a joke about Vinny, and they got into an argument, and it became like a real thing, and now they just talk a bunch of shit at each other on Twitter, and Hanato talks about fucking his mom, and
especially in fighting and like something that it's like so drawing the line. Comedy's kind of a weird thing because it's like so not everyone's gonna kid around. Yeah, you might be a kidding around guy and you make jokes all the time, but not everyone does.
No, and I mean he's got fucking he's been like hit and shit before.
Who
Hanato. Yeah. Uncle Henich.
I thought it was real though. I forgot which one I saw, the first one.
Nick Diaz? It was real.
But no, that one was real. But the Joe Rogan one where he was telling him not to smoke weed and shit, I thought that little thing was real. I didn't think it was a skit at first, and then they told me it was a skit, and I'm like, oh, okay. I could see it. And then I knew that was his character ever since then, but that was the first time I saw Hanato.
Yeah, I wasn't really familiar with Hanato until fucking, really until that EBI, like, and I'm like, who's this dude, and why is he talking all this shit about Vinny? He was funny as fuck anyway, but.
Mm-hmm. But imagine that, like, yeah, you're doing a character, but fuck you, dude, you're still talking shit. I understand, Vinny.
No, I get it.
But I hear Vinny's a piece of shit, though.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I mean. That's why I think it's funny, because I've heard about how much of a piece of shit Vinny is. I mean, mm-hmm. I kind of liked Vinny when he was on The Ultimate Fighter, but then I remember, like, him kind of sort of saying he was better than fucking Minotauro.
Oh, yeah, he got into a feud like that, right?
Yeah, well, Frank kind of baited him into it, you know. Yeah, Frank kind of baited him into saying it. He didn't really say it. He was just kind of like, eh. And then I got back to fucking to Nogueira, and he was pissed. And he got into it with Vinny. Yeah, Vinny's kind of a piece of shit, but
hilarious.
Yeah. But that's all he was like. Hanato just kept calling him like a fat ass and a piece of shit, and how he was going to fuck his mother, and meanwhile, Gary's on his fucking back trying to choke him out. Not even supposed to be in the goddamn tournament. Only there because Gordon Ryan got his eyebrows split 3 days before and couldn't compete.
That old trick?
Yeah. Somebody went for a fucking flying armbar or something like that on him.
Nice.
In training.
Kick him in the head.
In training, yeah. Kneed him in the face and split his eyebrow open. He couldn't compete, so Danaher fucking sent Gary out there. Was like, hey, go compete at 205, and fucking, he tapped out like everybody except for Vinny, leg locked the fuck out of everybody. And Vinny was just too fat for him.
Thirty pounds heavier, bro.
Yeah, Gary was like, I got this. Michelle Waterson to fight Karolina Kolakiewicz at UFC on ESPN2, which will take place in February 2nd, I believe. Yes, in Philadelphia.
It's going to be a tough fight for Waterson.
Yeah, definitely a tough fight for Waterson.
Even with Karolina coming off of a knockout loss.
Mm-hmm. Karolina's still a lot bigger.
Yeah, and a good striker.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, amazing striker. Her hands are no fucking joke.
Yeah, so it's going to be a striking. Two good strikers, one clearly going to be bigger than the other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not going to be an easy fight for Waterson at all.
No. She's hot, beautiful, though. They uh-huh. both are.
Uh-huh. Your girl's coming back. Alexa Grasso versus Marina Rodriguez, ooh, yeah. Rescheduled for the same card, UFC on ESPN2, March 30th. That's the Wachovia.
We know who
Center.
I'm rooting for.
Yeah, I know who you're rooting for already.
I don't know who the other chick is even, so.
Pollyanna Viano to fight Hannah Cyphers at UFC 235. Also, she was in the news earlier this week when she beat the shit out of a robber, or an attempted robber. I don't know if you saw that story or not. I'm sure you did.
Yeah, did you see it was everywhere. The picture?
Oh, yeah. That's why I said she beat the fuck out of him, because I saw that picture.
Yeah, his face is all swollen. Like, one side of his face is all swollen and beat up and bleeding.
Yeah. He picked the wrong chick to try to fuck with. But, yeah, she's going to take on Hannah Cypher. Cypher's 26, made her debut in November, stepping in on less than a month's notice for an injured Stevenson to fight Macy Barber, and the bout ended a second-round TKO loss for Cyphers.
Okay.
So, yeah. Yeah, I don't know how that's going to go for Cyphers against Villa. We shall also find out. Rose Namajunas is set to defend her strawweight title against Jessica Andrade at UFC 237 in Brazil.
Nice. Finally get Rose back in action.
Yeah, that kind of sucks, though, that they're sending her to Brazil to go against Jessica.
Yeah. I'm liking Rose's odds. I think the speed advantage is going to come into play in there.
Definitely. I think so, too. Andrade is powerful, and she's a big, brooded woman, but Rose is quicker.
And she has good footwork, man. If she can use her speed to land first and stuff or muffle at least the power punches of this girl,
right,
with footwork, she can get. Well, how did Joanna do it? Joanna did it by being faster.
Being faster, exactly. Yeah, yeah. So, no, you're right. It's not that the fight itself isn't. I just don't like that they're making her do it in Brazil.
In Brazil, yeah.
You know, whatever. Rose is a tough chick.
Yeah, she's a thug. Thug Rose.
She is a thug. Thug Rose!
Thug Rose! Thug Rose!
Let me open this up real quick. Lastly, tonight, ONE Championship is going to be introducing WADA standard drug testing in 2019. Was confirmed today? Yesterday.
Yeah, I just saw it.
Yeah, it was confirmed yesterday. So, ONE Championship going to be the first pro fight league in MMA that's going to be using WADA.
Yeah, boxing uses WADA, Olympics use WADA, and UFC uses USADA. Because I don't know. So they're going to start using WADA. Well, ONE FC is. But Jones was made first. It wasn't mandatory to jump in with WADA as well as USADA. And then it was mandatory once
he popped.
Yeah, once he popped that he needed to do WADA as well.
Yep. We'll see if more... I don't see more organizations following suit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Bellator has that strict of testing as it is. We know Ryzen doesn't. The UFC has USADA. So until ONE made this move with WADA, I would say they had the quote-unquote strongest testing agency. And I say that with air quotes and loosely. Mm-hmm. Compared to other organizations, yeah. But I don't know. We'll see if more. I hope more organizations follow suit. You falling asleep over there?
No, I'm good.
Yeah, I hope so. I think cleaning the fucking sport out is as necessary as possible. So,
yeah, but Ryzen's not gonna do it.
Fuck no, like you Ryzen's said,
Bellator already does their own shit. So who knows what they're not gonna do anything like that.
No, they're not. Their testing is fucking shit.
Yeah,
their testing is shit, and we know that. So
maybe Golden Boy could jump in on this.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure Chuck and Tito were not on anything.
Chuck and Tito 4. Chuck and Tito 4. Is it a roll off the tongue?
Yeah. Punch drunk. That's all I got for tonight, man. We got an hour and 5 minutes in. I say that's a pretty good first episode for quite a while, and first one of 2019.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
It has been.
It's been a minute.
It felt good. I missed it.
I'm just glad you're alive, Jeff.
Yeah, man.
Glad you're alive.
I'm glad.
I thought I was talking to a robot.
I know. I'm sorry. Replace you.
Cybernetic organism.
I just kind of went into a hole, you know. You kind of get into a dark place when shit starts getting fucky, and I just kind of shut down for a while.
Mm-hmm. I don't blame you.
It sucked, man. It's depressing. I'm glad I'm starting to get out of it. And some opportunities are coming, and some things are going to give me some chances to have another place to go while fucking being able to still pursue buying my own house, so, which is the ultimate goal.
That's what's up.
So, yeah, things are better. I don't have to deal with a psychopath anymore. 2019 is going to be Rodney free. Woo!
Right.
At least we'll know you won't be murdered by some psycho.
I hope not. I hope not.
Yeah, there are a lot of psychos out there.
There are.
Like that lady that was yelling in front of my house.
Right. Going on there. That crazy shit going on.
Well, there was a lot of cops for like a lady.
Yeah, man. Something crazy happened.
There was a noise that I kind of ignored too after the first initial yelling. So,
it wasn't a loud bang.
They were close enough.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Could have been the silencer, but that's a little fancy.
I was gonna say, I heard, you know, like I could hear the yelling when you were first hearing it and you got concerned.
Yeah, it died down a little bit, and then I heard something like almost like a hard car door slam or something.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and then I was like, nothing. And then when it started up again, I got up because I heard noise, and I saw the blue lights reflecting off of the cars, and I'm like, oh fuck!
Somebody in your house fucking was watching.
Yeah, my mom probably was watching out the window.
you'll get the 411 here in a few minutes.
Yeah, yeah. Done. Yeah. Oh well, she told me that someone robbed some other dude today, like, and they were chasing them through here, and he cut through the side house because he can't cut through our house because we have the gate.
Right.
But the people on the other side don't have gates. So the guy that robbed the other guy cut through there, but the
and ran through the alley.
Yeah. The other guy was fat. He couldn't keep up with him.
Fuck. Yeah. Jesus, man.
Yeah. That's why, too, when I was hearing to him, I'm like, well, oh my God, someone else getting robbed? What's going on here?
I just saw you making faces and shit.
Yeah, I'm over here fucking bragging about the blocks getting better. There's fucking robberies and people yelling at cops and shit.
Oh, shit. Dude, it's good to see you again, man.
Yeah, it's good talking to you, Jeff.
Yeah, brother. It's been fun, man. It's been too far too long. It feels good to be back.
Yep.
I don't have any music to play for an outro because I'm ill prepared and couldn't find the fucking piece of equipment I had. So I'm just going to do it like this. Thank you guys for listening. It feels good to be back. Raphael, I've missed you, my friend, and it's good to see you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Jeff.
10 days later.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. We didn't even what'd you do for New Year? You just get high?
Yeah, I just chilled and got high, and we had the family over.
Yeah.
I had a really, really messy cleanup poo that made me miss the first initial I was late for New Year's to go downstairs. I don't know how it got over all my ass. It was like a baby wearing a diaper. Even with the bidet, dude, it took me a while. So I missed the first initial.
So you missed like the midnight, the stroke of midnight? You were cleaning
your poop? Dude, and I went in with 20 minutes to the poop. I'm like,
oh, oh my God, bro.
I'm like, I'm going to poop and I'll be good. I got up and I started wiping my ass. And I'm like, oh, man, I'm going to be late. And I kept wiping and wiping and it wouldn't go away. I kept sitting down and using the bidet. It was just smeared everywhere. It was pretty bad. I don't know what happened. But I finally wound up getting it and wished everyone a happy new year.
My
with maybe a shitty butt. I don't know. I definitely went upstairs after I said happy new year to everyone and took a shower because I didn't trust it. It was too much.
Too much.
Yeah.
Mud butt.
Yeah, it was.
I can't top that. I watched Infinity War and tried to time it out so that when I started it, by the Thanos' snap would be at the stroke of midnight, but it didn't quite work out. I was off by like 4 or 5 seconds.
I tried to be all fancy and time out my poo. Poo wasn't having it. It's like, oh, yeah, you'll have it out in time. Good luck with the cleanup.
Yep. Hey, buddy, you're not getting your butthole cleaned in time to get down to say Happy New Year.
Yeah.
And now you started out 2019 with a shitty ass.
Dude, I was going to jump in the shower. I should have. I should have just jumped in the shower.
It's a good thing it was just your family and not your friends.
I got downstairs. Yeah, right? Someone else's house. And I'm like, I gotta take shit and then do it. I'm like, you guys got any more toilet paper? Or not even. It'll be like, Rafa, the new year. Come on. Happy New Year. My ass is shitty.
So technically, for you, it was same shit, different year.
Yeah, same shit, different year. Yeah, technically it was. Yeah.
Ba-dum-tsh.
Yeah, ba-dum-tsh.
All right. I can't top that. We're going out on that note. I'm really glad I stopped the end of the show to find out what we did on here. This was enlightening. Oh, fucking shit. God damn, it feels good to be back. For Raphael, I'm Jeff. Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you next week for another episode of the Average Joe's MMA Show.